This is Adavin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. Raccoons are common throughout Kansas. The black face mask and ring tail are their distinguishing characteristics. Adult raccoons in Kansas can weigh 8 to 49 pounds and measure 26 to 38 inches long. Breeding season for raccoons is in February, and with a gestation period of 63 days, young are born in April and May. There is usually one litter per year of 4 to 7 young. At birth, the young furry animals weigh about 2.25 ounces. They are born blind, but their eyes open within 30 days. Young raccoons stay in the den until they are 8 to 10 weeks old. They are weaned in August. Raccoons prefer wooded areas near streams, rivers, or other water sources to build their dens. Raccoons are omnivores and eat a variety of foods. Among them, small animals such as crawfish, clams, fish, frogs, snails, small mammals, and insects, and vegetables and fruit, including cherries, apples, nuts, and grains. Like many other animals, raccoons are opportunists, eating pet food, garbage, or other foods they find in urban and suburban areas. Most daily movements of raccoons are within a relatively small area called a home range. According to researchers in Iowa, male raccoons normally have a home range no larger than 2 square miles, while female home ranges do not exceed 1.4 square miles, and juvenile raccoons have an even smaller home range of about 0.6 square miles. Depending upon the availability of resources such as food, rest, and denning sites, home ranges of raccoons in other states may vary considerably. In general, ranges are smaller where resources are plentiful. To manage problem raccoons, two options are frightening devices and food and cover reduction. Frightening devices are effective because raccoons are nocturnal, using various frightening devices such as lights, noisemakers, or playing a radio during the night can reduce damage. However, these methods are not effective for long because raccoons adapt to them. Food and cover reduction is a long-term solution to manage your home so you don't invite raccoon problems to begin with. You can do this by not leaving pet food outside at night and placing garbage in sealed metal containers. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.